Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1333. How trying a new diet can make you fat. According to Neuroscience, Part 1 by the NeuroGym team at myneurogym.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Happy Monday and welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, and with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, we have lots of shows covering different topics. Check them all out by searching for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. Now, before I get to today's post, I just have to wish my niece, Serena, a very happy birthday. All right, and with that, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. How trying a new diet can make you fat, according to Neuroscience, Part 1, by the NeuroGym team at myneurogym.com. Sometimes losing weight can seem really tough, right? And keeping it off is another huge challenge. Does that resonate with your weight loss journey at all? Have you gone sugar-free, meat-free, fat-free, juice cleanses, or food-free? Or eaten so many unseasoned chicken breasts, even the thought of that flavorless meat makes you gag a little? Maybe you already tried Zumba, spin class, hot yoga, and boot camp. Sometimes it seems like losing weight is inherently difficult and miserable. There has to be another way. What if weight loss didn't have to be a struggle? There's sort of a vicious circle with dieting and guilt and shame or other negative feelings. It's almost like the more we all obsess about dieting, the more weight we all gain. Clearly, something is missing. People spend billions of dollars a year trying to solve the same problem, but it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. Going on a crash diet appears to be a popular American pastime, with at least 45 million of us on a diet. And yet the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports that 70.7% of those over the age of 20 are either obese or overweight. A factor that plays into these conflicting statistics is the phenomenon of rebound dieting, in which all of the weight lost, and often more, is gained back once the person goes off their trendy diet. Despite several new breakthroughs and miracle formulas, the only thing dwindling is people's savings. Sure, diets, exercise regimes, and group weight loss programs can work, but sadly, most people gain the weight back. Is it true that dieting makes you fat? Now, before we disclose how you can break that pattern, let's address why it's a problem. A few predictable things happen when you start your diet. One. Your body has a fat set point, the weight range your body is comfortable with. When you deviate from that range, either by gaining or losing weight, a little alarm goes off in your brain. This alarm makes your body start to push you back to your set point by slowing your metabolism or increasing your appetite. So when you lose weight fast, it doesn't give your body much time to adjust. Changing your set point is a long, drawn-out process that occurs slowly. The good news? It also lasts much longer. If you can sustain your weight loss instead of yo-yoing several times throughout the year, you're much less likely to gain it all back. 2. Dieting is stressful, and stress makes you more likely to overeat. Neuroscientist Sandra Amott sheds light on how stressful dieting is in a TED Talk discussing why dieting doesn't work and in her new book, Why Diets Make Us Fat. It makes sense if you think about it. Most diets have fairly strict parameters, so following a diet is a lot of work in itself. And not only that, but controlling your cravings and impulses is tough, especially when you try to make a drastic change in your eating behaviors. Most people who overeat admit to emotional eating. When life gets tough, Ben and Jerry are always there. Ironically, the stress of dieting can trigger emotional eating. Plus, it can impact your social life. Have you ever turned down an invitation to dinner with friends in lieu of a big bowl of diet food? Pizza may not be the healthiest food, but we're pretty sure isolation isn't great for you either. Many people get through a few days or even a few weeks of dieting. Then they have a what the hell moment. That's when you're tired or hungry and really low on willpower. Even though you know you're on a diet, you reach for the ice cream. Oh, what the hell. Some people never recover from that moment, and the diet ends. 3. You're ironically drawn to the forbidden fruit. Have you ever had someone tell you, don't think about a pink elephant? Well, it's all you can think about, right? When you try not to think about a particular topic, it just doesn't work. It's called the ironic process theory. Let's apply this to dieting. You decide to eliminate junk food completely. Suddenly, all you can think about is a warm, gooey brownie covered by vanilla ice cream. Your favorite bakery is about 20 steps from your office. It would take you about 2 minutes to get there. And this keeps happening every time you remember your diet and the foods that are quote-unquote off-limits. Okay, so what's the alternative to going on a diet? Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled, How Trying a New Diet Can Make You Fat, According to Neuroscience, by the NeuroGym team at myneurogym.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Multiple sources report the same statistics. In the US, we are spending more money on diets and diet-related foods, yet as a nation, we continue to gain weight. That shouldn't happen, right? If we're spending more money on dieting, we should be losing weight, but that's not happening. I want to go back to this idea of the body having a fat set point, what today's author discussed as problem number one with dieting. This theory says that if you start to lose weight, your body will try to resist this weight loss by increasing your appetite or slowing down your metabolism. This theory has always interested me, and on the surface, it can seem like an excuse to give up. We can blame our fat set point for why we're not losing weight, give up on the process entirely, and say, "See, I knew I would fail at this." But as today's author reminds us, the way to offset this fat set point idea is slow, steady weight loss. We need to give our bodies time to adapt to the weight loss, which is why these quick cleanses and these really quick fad diets may not work in the long run. All right, that'll do it for the Monday episode. I hope you have a great start to your week. Wishing my niece a very happy birthday again. And I'll be back here tomorrow to finish up this post and where your optimal life awaits.